Every new way of communicating opens up new opportunities for incivility. Letters, always. Email, of course. Online comments, oh my yes. People sitting by themselves writing to strangers they know only through the radio seem not to care or even realize they've adopted a tone of pure rage or utter lunacy. Well, at least in email, now there's a cure for that. What if your email service could tell you before you even press send just how aggressive or angry your missive is? Josh Merchant is the CTO and co-founder of Limbix, a Canadian software company whose tone check provides emotional spell check for overheated emailers. Just install tone check on your preferred email service and voila, it will gauge the hostility of your message before it's sent. Josh, welcome to OTM.
Thanks for having me.
So let's just say that I had read an article by someone who suggests that the designated hitter rule has improved baseball. And my comment begins with, "Yo, scumbag, I hope you never reproduce because clearly you are a net loss to humanity." What stops me from hitting send on that?
Initially, we went through quite a bit of different renditions of the product, and we landed on a version that essentially has sort of a bar meter at the bottom right-hand corner of your window. As you type, the bars get more red. So when you go to hit send button, it will automatically expand this window and say, listen, you know, you've exceeded this negative tolerance, so we wanted to warn you, and here's some things that you said. So it would actually highlight the phrasing around, hey, you scumbag, and say, this comes off as very aggressive. And it gives you the opportunity to go back and reword that if you care to do so.
Many times on OTM, we have discussed the idea that the internet is a playground for the id because there are no governors on instant reaction to whatever kind of emotional trigger you've just had triggered.
It all depends on where the communication is happening. For email, we are a little bit more careful when we send messages. But when it comes down to comments or forums and such, the expression that you're putting out there is definitely very in the heat of the moment, very passionate.
And there just doesn't seem to be a subject that is neutral enough to prevent this incendiary rhetoric. I mean, you go to a classical music site, you know, you will see the most vile things said about Wagner lovers, for example.
I think people don't have an appreciation for the fact that, you know, this is a digital communication form. And sometimes people are just wanting to be angry to see if they can throw conversations off from where they were.
If I have the tone check plugin installed and I'm a troll and being transgressive and getting a rise out of people is entirely my purpose for being online, will like smoke start coming out of my computer and sparks and short circuits?
Coincidentally, a lot of trolls did download our software and sent us many messages around how they were able to deviate from what we were able to pick up versus not pick up.
They've hacked your software to the point that they can be as vile as they want without triggering your red flags?
You can be extremely creative and be a very mean person in a very nice way that can fool it. The sarcasm level is, again, very difficult because you can be very nice but very cold without a piece of software able to really pick it up.
Some of your clients are businesses who have installed it as a plug-in for their intranets. And I'm curious whether their employees complain that this somehow restricts their ability to communicate.
We definitely got the pushback from HR departments and employees saying that this feels very Big Brother. We don't necessarily want our emails to be read, when in fact, I mean, the irony is that it is read in companies that have more than 1,000 employees. All of their messages are actually logged and audited.
You know, I can see how tone check could be helpful to me, but I'll tell you what would really change my life. Do you think you could come up with something for my actual mouth?
We thought about extending this into voice translation and potentially even adding little delays on phone calls. You know, we could actually mute it out or block it out.
Well, when you do come up with the larynx module, give me a holler, would you?
It'd be the first one I call.
All right. Josh, thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
Josh Merchant is the co-founder and CEO of Limbix, licensor of Tone Check.
WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. They're one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.